I know who I am, Father. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way.
Hallelujah.
You brought me from a mighty long way. But you have me here for a purpose. Thank you, O God, for giving me my assignment. Thank you, O God, that I understand my assignment. Though let me disappear behind your cross. Let me not be seen, O God, but you be seen. You be glorified, you be lifted up, you be elevated. And you will draw all men unto yourself. Bless everyone in this house. Cover them. Touch them. Yes. Open their ears of understanding. Let them remain conscious.
Yes.
Let them remain conscious. Yes. And you will do what only you can do.
Yes.
Well, we know that we are walking in this power that you have given us. Yes. Father, when I look at myself, I know I am a walking miracle. It doesn't matter what you see. It doesn't matter what you think. I know who I am. Thank you, Lord. Bless us now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Somebody get your Bibles and turn to Psalm number 51. Psalm 5:1. Psalm number 5:1. In reference to God's royal lion heart, you know how we do it. If we're going to read the word of God, we're going to stand. So, let's not. Everybody, please stand as we read the word of God. Everybody, please stand. If you have feet to stand, please stand as we read the word of God. I'm reading from the NIV version, and the verse doesn't start at verse 1. I want you to understand what I'm saying. The verse, Psalms 51, does not begin with verse 1. Anybody understand what I'm saying? I'm going to say it again. Psalms 51 does not begin with verse 1. Psalm 51 in the NIV version says, "For the director of music, a psalm of David, when the prophet Nathan came to him and after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba." Anybody else Bible say something similar? Okay. So that's where Psalms 51 begins. All right. Verse 1 says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned." Against you. Now David is talking to God. "Against you. And you only, God, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit, a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." Amen. The word of God is already blessed. You may have your seats. This morning I'm going to give honor to whom honor is due to our senior pastor, my spiritual father, and my biological father, Reverend Dr. Melvin A. Turnbull, the shepherd of this house, for this opportunity that God has allowed me to stand before his sheep and speak a word, and speak a word, and speak a word. Now, all my young people, I'm going to do it this way. Don't let me send the ushers to get your phones. So if you're going to be in here, stay conscious. Put your phone in your pocket. If they're not going to be in your pocket, I'm going to send the ushers and they're going to collect them. So stay conscious. Stay conscious. Stay with me. Now, Psalms 51 is Psalms 51. But I want you to know that Psalm 51 came out of somewhere else. Psalm 51 came out of 2 Samuel 11. Bible scholars and the Bible readers in this house will understand. Psalms 51 came out of 2 Samuel chapter 11. Now, this is Youth Sunday. So, I'm going to do it in a way that the young people will understand. So, adults, if you don't understand, I encourage you to seek counsel from one of the young people if I use words and terms that you may not understand. God gives us wisdom, so you might have to seek counsel from one of these young persons. Now, wise counsel. Well, yeah, wise counsel. Now, 2 Samuel 11, it was a rooftop experience. Now, my boys are here from Lionheart, my young people are here, and I want you to understand. David was a man that God honored. He loved. He respected. God. David was a worshiper. David was a worshiper. He was a praise and worshiper. They said David praised Psalms 1 through however much Psalms I have. David praised God through them. But I want you to understand something. In 2 Samuel 11, David and his group and his people from the block, from his camp, from his, you know, On his turf, they were in a war, and David woke up. He wasn't in a war because, I mean, he had authority. He was king. He was a big shot. You know, he didn't have to fight. He sent people to fight for him. And when David got up, David went up to on his rooftop, and he was looking out on his rooftop, and David saw something. He saw a beautiful creature, and he said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I know what I want." He said, "The Lord is my shepherd," Dick said, "and I see what I want." So after he saw a beautiful lady on this roof bathing with the soap all over her body. And David said, "I need to know who this woman, I need to find out who this Tess is. She meant I want to talk to her." So David, in his power, sent. You understand the kind of power this man had. He didn't go, he didn't call, he didn't send a message by a dove. He sent somebody to bring her unto himself so that he may lay with her. No, you understand. This wasn't no texting, this wasn't no Facebook, this wasn't no Instagram. He wasn't trying to get to know her name, her number, where she came from. He wanted her to come to him after he saw her so he could lay with her. So when she was brought, they sleep together. That's a bad man right there. That's a man with clout. That's a man with clout. That's a man with crazy power. Listen, you see that girl over there? Deep gone. See that girl over there? Bring her. And when you bring her, we ain't going to talk about nothing much, but I'm going to sleep with her. Real tool. Now understand, it sounds good, it sounds right, but what happened? David committed adultery because the man for this woman was fighting in the battle. They were in war. They were fighting a battle. So I am fighting a battle for David. And David decides he going to call my wife and sleep with her while I'm out there fighting his battle. And the story continues that David now devised a plan for the man to come back, because after he slept with her, she found out a couple weeks later, I don't know how long it takes sometimes, but a couple weeks later he found out that she was pregnant. She said word to him that she was pregnant. So David said, "Well, listen, this ain't my wife, so here what I'm going to do. I'm going to call, when the man come back from war, I'm going to send the man to go sleep with his wife. No. We all know what that is. That's called a pork chop. He going to get a man a jacket. He going to get a man a child that don't belong to him. But he came back. The servant came back, and David sent him. And he slept outside. He said, I cannot go inside and lay with my wife when I'm supposed to be on guard. Now, that's what you call a devoted soldier. That's what you call a I will not go and frolic. I will not go and satisfy myself when we're in a battle. Now, understand, David is the boss. So then, that plan didn't work. So what David decided to do, he decided to have him get drunk. Again. The man slept outside again. Because in his mind, there's no way I'm going to go in there and have pleasure. When my boys are dying left and right in this war, I'm going to stay on guard in case they need me. So David decided, here's what I'm going to do. Two times I set up a plan, it didn't work. It backfired on me. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call my lead, my captain, my colonel. I'm going to call my colonel. And I said, Colonel Smith, here's what I want you to do with this man. I want you to put him in the front. The very front where you know for sure enough, he going dead. And then the man died. And David took the man's wife and made it his wife, and they raised that child. It sounds good. David get that way. He get that ease. He get cut loose. Sounds good. Because his colonel going to be loyal to David. He ain't going to tell nobody. They're going to keep working on this story. They're going to lie together. I got your back. I'm not going to snitch. Oh, Lord. I'm not going to snitch. Snitch is good. Snitches. That's what they say. They say snitch it. Okay, adults, education, 101. Snitches get stitches. You understand what that means? Huh? Okay, good. So the colonel ain't going to snitch. So this is what happened. The Lord said to David, through a prophet by the name of Nathan, Nathan came to David and said, David, listen, man, listen. I want to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you the story. The story goes like this. This is my version. This is my version, pastors. This is my version. A man had a lot of sheep. And while he was out looking for one, God forgive me. While he was out looking for one, another man see a group of sheep and he take them and make them his own. And then sent a lion to kill the man and left his family abandoned. And David said, yeah. He said, man, listen, man. That man should be repaid fourfold because what he did with this man and his sheep, he wrong on all accounts. Like, that gave me upset. David said, I am upset. I'm to the point where I want to do something to this man. Nathan said to him, well, David, look at your life. Since you want to get upset about somebody else's situation, since you want to pass judgment on somebody else's situation, look at what you did. Sometimes when we're talking about people, when we're talking about somebody else's situation, I wish we would hold a mirror up while we're talking and just keep talking and see how long you keep talking. God is the judge, the only judge. When we sin against God and God alone. You see all these young men? All of them. All these young men right here. A lot of people probably wrote them off. A lot of people turned their backs on them. A lot of people turned and said they're not going to be nothing. They're not going to be good for nothing. A lot of people. But the only difference I see between them and me is I didn't get catch in the situation they got caught in. And my assignment is to bring back these young men to their rightful position, to bring restoration. That's my assignment. I don't know what you've been called to do. That's my assignment. So our topic for today is not perfect, but redeemed. Not perfect, but redeemed. Somebody say that with me. Not perfect, but redeemed. So that's David. David, Bible goes on to say that he suffered because the Lord said to him, because of your adulterous behavior, I'm going to kill your son. I'm going to kill your son. Matter of fact, David, I'm going to kill everything around you. David, I'm going to wipe out your entire... Matter of fact, the army that you have, I'm going to make them lose every single battle they go against. David, because you have gone so far from me, I'm going to destroy everything around you. To the point where David ended up on his face, not eating, not talking, not doing anything before God while his son was dying. That's David. He ended up on his face. I want to go to our next story. There was a prophet by the name of Hosea. And you can find that in Hosea 1, 2, all the way through. Hosea, God says to Hosea, Hosea, I got to do this right. God says to Hosea, and I'm going to use Brother Drago as Hosea. God says to you, prophet, I want you to take a sketel. I want to take you a bad thing. I want you to take a whore. I want to take your prostitute and make her your wife. That's what God said to Hosea. God says to a man of God, I want you to take a whore as your wife. God? And I'd have back-checked that like 3 or 4 times. God, give me confirmation again. Let me make sure it's your voice, God, I'm hearing it, not the devil. Because, you know, we blame everything on the devil. God says, Hosea, take this harlot to be your wife. Because his family, the entire everything surrounding Hosea had gone so far. They had been so prosperous. The money was running right. Everything was going good. And they forgot about God. And God says, I want you to take this harlot and make her your wife. See, one of the things we got to understand as people of God, before God gives you a word for somebody else, he gives you a word. He has to give you a word for yourself. So everybody going around talking about God gave me this word for you and you and you. What did he tell you for you? Why is it that I'm going to prosper and I see death in your future and I need to do this? What are you doing? I mean, check. Hold a mirror up to God. What is he saying to you? So Hosea married this prostitute. And here's what happened. They got names. Their children received names. One of the names of the children meant my people. The other one meant mercy is shown. The other one meant no mercy. And the other one meant not my people. You understand what I'm saying? Young people, your name, like all my boys got names. They got nicknames. I had a nickname. Deacon Ken used to call me Mitch Heller. Not Mitchell. He used to stop Mitch. MITCH-HELL. That's what he used to call me. But my boys got nicknames. Some of them got names like Shoe. Some of them got names like Lil Tug. Some of them got names like Spooks. Some of them got names like Benji. Some of them got all kinds of different names, all kinds of different names. What is your name? What is people calling you? And let me tell you this, what people call you, you don't have to answer to it. You don't have to be that person. You don't have to live up to the name that people have called you all your life. If I had continued to live, I did live like Mitch Hell. I did. I promise you I did. But that's not my name. I know now who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am. Real quick, the next story that I'm going to tell you about. There was a woman at the well on John 4. And this woman was dipping up water. She was from the east. Who from the west here?